Hello, I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. Am I speaking with Cheryl Anderson?
You are.
Thank you very much. And we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Thank you. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
62.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian, black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed, including Hispanic or Latino, mixed, not including Hispanic or Latino, or other?
White.
Thank you. And regardless how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Gleason-Camp-Perez is handling her job as congresswoman?
I'm neutral on that one. I haven't paid enough attention to her voting. Sorry.
Oh, we do have a scale if that helps. We have strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, and strongly disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove, probably.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. It goes as follows. Combating threats to our democracy, reducing crime and gun violence, improving K-12 education, growing the economy and creating jobs, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, fighting inflation and lowering costs, climate change and protecting the environment, border security, or protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
I'd pick the education as one and border security as my second.
Improving K-12 education and border security. Thank
Correct.
You. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, of which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one we have is Raul Garcia.
50.
And Donald Trump.
10.
Joe Kent.
5.
Joe Biden?
15.
Marie Gleason-Camp-Perez?
15.
Maria Cantwell?
60.
Walk Liberals in Congress?
I do not know that name.
Walk Liberals in Congress.
Oh, thank you. Five.
And the last one on the list is MAGA Republicans.
5.
Thank
I'm
you very much.
Extremists. So tired of them.
Thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Neither.
And even though you say you're undecided, if you had to decide, which candidate would you lean towards, Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I can't vote for either of them. I will be picking a third-party candidate because I just can't.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Gleason Camp-Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
I would be voting for the Democrat. He's a one-issue person, and his one issue just isn't enough. He has no breadth to what he wants to do.
Thank you very much. And even though you're not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Kent? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support him?
Very slight chance.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think it is important at all, a 5 if you think it is important somewhat, or a 10 if you think it is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
The first one is someone who will fight to protect our democracy.
That's a 10.
An independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties.
10.
A working mom who understands the needs of families.
5.
The next one is someone who shares your values.
5. We need all opinions out there, not just mine.
Thank you. As the next one is a fighter for the middle class.
7.
A small business owner.
5.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Marie Gleason Camp-Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Marie Gleason Camp-Perez for Congress, 5 means that it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to vote to support her for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, Marie Gleason Camp-Perez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she's had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. And as a member of the House Small Business Committee, Marie has teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which would provide loans and support for small producers.
The first half left me unimpressed, but toward the end it brought it up to an 8.
Thank you very much. The next one is Marie Gleason Camp-Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed.
That's a 9.
Thank you. And the last one for this list is, Marie Gluten Campervest is taking on Big Pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being. But Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry.
That's a six.
Thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask it again. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Gluten Campervez or Republican Joe Kent?
Not Kent, so it would be Marie. I voted for her last time.
Thank you. Now, as we wrap up the survey, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that people have raised about one of the candidates for running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidate. Please rate each statement similar to the last one on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you serious doubt about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, 5 it means it gives you some doubt, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, we can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the big special interest bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that would benefit Wall Street. And he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower costs but would lead to bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies.
1.
Thank you. The next one is, Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban would force women and girls to give birth if they became pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent would destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves if and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering.
That's a 7.
Thank you very much. And after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Unlikely. I'm very unlikely to support him. But
and
I felt that way on the last election.
Is so much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Less likely.
Much or just somewhat?
Much.
Much. Thank you. Now, given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, in a few words, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
He has a very narrow focus that is not for the well-being of the citizens, and he's very one-dimensional. I don't see any history of him working with others, and that's what we need in Congress, is people who work with others.
Just a moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be, he has a very narrow focus that is not for the well-being of the citizens, and he is very one-dimensional. I also don't see any history of him working with others, and that's what we need in Congress, people working with others.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much. Now, these last two questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree from college, so I guess that would be 16. I think they count that as 16 still.
Thank you. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner,
yes.
Single?
Married.
Which one?
Married 39 years.
Thank you. Congratulations. Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No. No, they're all adults, thank God.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So once again,
thank you
for your participation. Have a wonderful night, ma'am.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.